Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Friday, July 4, 2025.
Supreme Court's rulings on transgender rights. In a controversial move, the U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority has ruled against transgender rights in three key cases. With six justices voting in favor, the court upheld Tennessee's ban on medical treatments for minors with gender dysphoria and allowed a ban that prevents transgender individuals from serving in the military. Additionally, parents can now exclude their children from classes featuring LGBT-themed storybooks. Dissenting justices called these decisions clear setbacks for the transgender community, igniting outrage among advocates. Legal experts warn that the court seems increasingly willing to support divisive lawmaking decisions. This trend raises important questions about the future of transgender rights in America, with potential lasting impacts on the rights and recognition of transgender individuals nationwide.
JD.com and Ant Group push for Yuan stablecoins. In a bold move to reshape the digital finance landscape, JD.com and Ant Group are urging the People's Bank of China to approve Yuan-backed stablecoins in Hong Kong. This initiative aims to counter the growing impact of U.S. dollar-linked cryptocurrencies and boost the Yuan's international presence. As Hong Kong develops its regulatory framework for stablecoins, both companies plan to issue stablecoins supported by the Hong Kong dollar. This shift reflects a significant change in Beijing's approach to cryptocurrencies, which faced a ban in 2021. Industry experts emphasize the need for efficient yuan payments between countries to support its global use. Could this be the turning point for the yuan in the world of digital finance?
Rising tensions in the South China Sea. Tensions are escalating in the South China Sea as military activities ramp up. On July 3, 2025, the Chinese military's Southern Theater Command revealed it has been carrying out bold missions around the Scarborough Shoal since June. These operations aim to increase their authority in the region and protect national sovereignty. The Scarborough Shoal is an area claimed by both China and the Philippines, highlighting ongoing conflicts. As military presence grows, this situation is drawing international attention and raising questions about the future of the region.
Concerns over aid distribution in Gaza. American contractors overseeing aid distribution in Gaza are alarmed by reports of their colleagues using live ammunition and stun grenades against desperate Palestinians seeking food. Disturbing videos from the Associated Press show armed security staff firing at vulnerable crowds. Witnesses describe chaotic scenes where aid seekers are caught between gates during gunfire. This troubling situation unfolds as a new aid group in Gaza works to provide assistance amid a disastrous humanitarian crisis. Recently, the U.S. government pledged $30 million to support their efforts. As the crisis deepens, the world watches closely, questioning how we can protect those in need. What happens when those meant to help become a threat?
Egypt urges peace amid rising tensions. Egypt is urging an end to violence in the Gaza Strip and West Bank, as Foreign Minister Badr Abdelhadi speaks with French counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot. He highlights the growing humanitarian crisis and Egypt's efforts to secure a ceasefire and deliver vital aid. Abdelhadi criticizes Israeli military actions and illegal settlements, advocating for a peaceful resolution that includes East Jerusalem as the capital of a future Palestinian state. He stresses the urgent need for international cooperation to stabilize the region amid escalating tensions between Israel and Iran. The call for action has never been more pressing.
Trump's tax bill, a double-edged sword. President Donald Trump's recent tax cut and budget proposal has successfully prevented a near-term government failure in the United States. However, it raises serious concerns about future borrowing. The bill extends tax cuts from 2017, increases spending on border security and the military, and cuts funding for Medicare and Medicaid, adding massive amounts to the national debt. While it raises the borrowing limit by $5 trillion to ease immediate worries, analysts predict an increase in debt by $3.4 trillion over the next decade. This could lead to higher borrowing costs and less demand for U.S. treasuries, despite potential short-term economic growth. The bond market's response has been muted, but worries about the nation's financial stability remain significant. What does this mean for the average American taxpayer?
China and Germany's call for collaboration. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is urging China and Germany to unite as strong supporters of free trade and collaboration. During his visit to Berlin on July 3rd, he stressed the importance of working together to create a more connected global economy. Wang believes that by teaming up, both countries can effectively tackle worldwide challenges and drive sustainable growth. This partnership is crucial, especially in today's uncertain economic climate. His call for unity reminds us that when nations come together, they can achieve remarkable things.
North Korea's response to the Quad Alliance. North Korea has fired back at the Quad Alliance, which includes the United States, India, Japan, and Australia, for urging it to eliminate its nuclear weapons. According to state media KCNA, North Korea accused the U.S. of inventing a so-called cyber threat related to its activities. This accusation follows recent actions by the U.S. Department of Justice against North Korea's alleged tech job program, where North Koreans reportedly secure remote positions in the U.S. to take funds and sensitive information. As tensions escalate, what does this mean for global security and international diplomacy?
NVIDIA's historic market value surge. NVIDIA is making headlines by reaching an astonishing market value of $3.92 trillion, briefly becoming the most valuable company in history, surpassing Apple's previous record. This remarkable rise in NVIDIA's stock is fueled by skyrocketing demand for its AI chips, showcasing Wall Street's optimism about artificial intelligence. Currently, NVIDIA's total value sits at $3.89 trillion, with Microsoft trailing at $3.7 trillion. Since 2021, NVIDIA's stock has soared nearly eightfold, highlighting how much industries depend on its innovative technology. As the tech landscape evolves, NVIDIA's growth underscores the vital role of AI in shaping our future. What does this mean for the world of technology?
Trump's call with Putin yields no progress on Ukraine. U.S. President Donald Trump revealed that his recent phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin resulted in no progress in resolving the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. Trump expressed his frustration over the lack of improvement, while a Kremlin aide mentioned that Putin is focusing on the main issues of the conflict. The conversation skipped over a recent pause in U.S. weapons shipments to Ukraine, raising concerns among Ukrainian officials about their defense capabilities amid ongoing Russian attacks. Trump criticized former President Joe Biden for exhausting U.S. weapon stockpiles, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed a wish to discuss the weapons pause with Trump. Diplomatic negotiations seem to be at a standstill, with Russia insisting that peace talks must occur directly with Ukraine. What does this mean for the future of Ukraine?
Bolivia's Congress in turmoil over lithium contracts. Bolivia's Congress erupted in chaos as Energy Minister Alejandro Gallardo faced strong opposition over $2 billion lithium contracts with Chinese and Russian companies. Supporters of former President Evo Morales protested, claiming the government was trying to cheat the nation. The atmosphere quickly turned violent, with clashes breaking out and objects being thrown. Opposition leaders warned they would rally the public against what they called illegal actions, raising serious concerns about local community benefits and environmental effects. This turmoil highlights the intense political divisions surrounding Bolivia's valuable lithium resources.
Russian drone attacks on Kyiv. Early Friday morning, Russian drones attacked Kyiv, hitting 13 locations across five areas over 4 hours. Despite the air raid alert, officials reported no injuries or major damage. Timur Tkachenko, head of Kyiv's military administration, said many targets were homes, leading to fires in the Svyatoshinsky and Solomansky districts. Residents rushed to subway stations for safety as air defense units shot down the drones. This incident highlights the ongoing tensions and the impact of military actions on civilian life in the capital. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.